Yes, greetings again in the name of Jesus. I want to bless you today in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. My name is Jody, and we've been looking at some things together this week, and I am blessed as I go through this. Just to be honest with you, we were talking about how our flesh is weak, and there's times when my flesh is tired, and I don't want to search the scriptures and look for things that I can share. My flesh gets worn down. But every time I do this, I'm blessed. And you know why? It's because we go to the Word of God, and we're encouraged. We're fed. And so I thank God for this opportunity that I can meet with you each day this week. And I pray that God would give you and increase your faith as we look together in the Scriptures. And I know that there's several other brothers that are sharing different weeks, and I trust that that too will be a challenge and a blessing to you, and I believe it will be as we're sharing God's Word. It's bread for us to eat. It's bread for the hungry. And so I want to bless you today in the name of the Lord Jesus as we go on with our look here of fear and faith, that you would be able to have something to apply in your life, to be able to experience the power of God as you look to Him. And of course, that's what I want in my life as well. And I know that as we keep our focus on Him, He's going to give us the strength we need from day to day. Yesterday we looked at Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6, and we've quoted this verse before, but we just talked about how without faith it's impossible to please God, and that this flesh will never ever please God. This flesh cannot please God. We have to have faith, and you know the Bible's description of faith is faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. But we can't see God, but we believe that He is. We can't see His kingdom with our physical eyes, but we believe it's there, it's real. When we pass from this life to the next, we will see. We will have a clear vision, because we'll be right there. But we believe that God is, and we believe that He's a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him. I trust that you're praying to God to help you to be diligent. I'm praying that for you, and I'm praying that for me and my family, and I trust God's going to do that. The very next verse in Hebrews chapter 11, we're going to talk about Noah and look at some characteristics about Noah. It says in verse 7, by faith, Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, he moved with fear, preparing an ark to the saving of his house, by the which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness which is by faith. Now, I'd just like to pause a moment. We've been looking at fear and faith, and now I'd like to turn that around, and I'd like to talk about faith and fear. Do they go together? Is there a place for fear in our lives? And the answer is yes. But I believe it needs to be in the right order. We've been talking about fear and faith. Now let's take a look at faith and fear. It says here, by faith Noah, being warned of God of the things not seen as yet, he moved with fear, and he prepared an ark to the saving of his house. Now, you remember the story. Yeah, I believe that in the days of Noah, before the ark was built, there was no rain on the earth. You can search the scriptures and see if that bears out, but I don't believe the people would have known what rain was. And they certainly weren't expecting a flood. And God was getting ready to destroy the whole earth, the whole world, and all the things on the earth. And it was because men were wicked and were only thinking of evil continually. They had totally rejected God. They had fed their flesh, and they were wicked. And here was a man that found grace in the eyes of the Lord, Noah. And there's some amazing things about Noah that are incredible. We'll touch on just one of them here. But Noah was warned of God. God told him there was going to be a flood come to destroy the world. And God gave him specific instructions how to build an ark. And it says he prepared an ark. And it says, to the saving of his house, by the which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness which is by faith. Noah heard God and he obeyed him. He had faith. He trusted that what God said he was going to do, he was going to truly do it. God said he was going to destroy the world with a flood, and it motivated Noah to build an ark because he believed God and he feared God. And what that means when he fears God is knowing that God is a holy, almighty being, and that what he says he will do, and that we will stand before him one day in judgment. And Noah believed this. He believed that God was almighty, that he was the creator. He believed that God was going to flood the world, and by fear he moved to build the ark. Now, he wasn't just trembling and shaking. He might have had some opportunities for that. But it's a different kind of fear than what we've been talking about. The fear I'm talking about is the fear of the unknown, the fear of torment for you and I, the fear of not knowing what to do. This fear that Noah was experiencing and expressing was that he believed that God was going to do exactly what he said. And he believed that he needed to prepare an ark for the saving of himself and his family. He believed God and he moved with fear. Fear can go along right with faith if it's in the right order, if it's the right kind of fear, the fear of God. Knowing that one day we will stand before God and all these things will have to be accounted for. That's fear of God. To know that he is a holy God, and that we in our flesh are not able to stand before him in our righteousness, but only in that righteousness that is through Jesus Christ, the spotless Lamb of God. When we're in his righteousness, that's the only way we'll be able to be in the presence of God. We need to operate in that same fear, knowing that this flesh is rubbish to God. The works of the flesh are filthy. But as we put on Christ and put on his righteousness, we are cleansed by the blood of the Lamb. We have a tremendous opportunity to come to the throne room of God himself. And we need to fear God, because God is the one who is able to destroy both the body and the soul. That's what the scriptures tell us. That's who we're to fear. Don't fear man. Don't fear those things that torment your flesh. But fear God. He's the one that we are to fear. And when we have faith and godly fear, we will be men of God and children of God. And we'll be overcomers. And we'll be able to enter into the throne room of God. Because he will look at us through the sacrifice of Jesus Christ, his Son, through the blood of Christ, the redemption that he offers. That's how we'll be able to come into his presence. And that's the only way. Anyone that tries to go another way will be a thief and a robber, and they'll be rejected. We must come to God through Jesus Christ. And I believe these examples of scriptures are all pointing to that. And here was a man, Noah. He was moved by faith and by fear. Excuse me. And God was pleased with Noah because he obeyed him and he feared him. And I just trust that today God will give you an opportunity. As if you look for it, God will bring opportunity to you today to be able to trust him and to fear him. And so with that, I'd like to leave you this day with an encouraging note of, let's fear God while we're trusting completely in Him. Almost sounds controversial, but it's the right way. It's the way that we read about Noah here and many other examples in Scripture, and even Jesus Christ Himself. He is the way, the truth, and the life. May you walk in Him today and every day. God bless you.